1,600 miles and 62 hours aloft in a balloon. Dragon docks with the ISS, and Aspen Avionics gets a cash infusion. This is Aero News for Thursday, October 11, 2012. I'm Glenn Moyer. Shortly after the five teams in the 2012 America's Challenge Gas Balloon Race had launched last Sunday evening in Albuquerque, New Mexico, race officials predicted a flight to the East Coast was not out of the question. Wednesday, that prediction came true threefold. Mark Sullivan and Sherry White are the unofficial winners of the event, having ended their flight near Beulahville, North Carolina. Their flight of about 1,627 miles is the fourth longest in the 17-year history of the race and a personal best for both pilots, who compete as a team often in gas events. It is their second win, having also taken the America's Challenge in 2008. The second-place team of Leonid Tutkiev of Russia and Wilhelm Eimers of Germany landed near Elkton, Virginia, having covered 1,555 miles in exactly 1 hour less than Sullivan and White. The flight is the fifth longest in race history and may establish a Russian distance record. Peter Cuneo and Barbara Fricke also flew a personal best of 1,455 miles, landing near Ridgeland, South Carolina. This was the first America's Challenge flown purely on hydrogen, and the event organizers could not be happier with the results. All five teams are now en route back to Albuquerque by car, where the results will be finalized and a gala awards banquet will be held on Saturday night. The SpaceX Dragon spacecraft was berthed to the International Space Station at 0803 Central Daylight Time Wednesday, a key milestone in a new era of commercial spaceflight. The delivery flight is the first contracted resupply mission by the company under NASA's Commercial Resupply Services contract. Space Station Expedition 33 crew members Aki Hoshida of the Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency and Sunita Williams of NASA used the station's robotic arm to successfully capture Dragon at 5:56 a.m. The capture came 2 days, 10 hours, 21 minutes after the mission's launch. The station was 250 miles above the Pacific Ocean, just west of Baja California at the time. Following its capture, the spacecraft was attached to the Earth-facing port of the Harmony node. The capsule is scheduled to spend about 18 days attached to the station before returning for a splashdown in the Pacific Ocean off the Southern California coast. Meanwhile, Orbital Sciences is the other company participating in Commercial Orbital Transport Services Program for NASA. Orbital's Antares launch vehicle is on the launch pad at the Wallops Flight Facility in Virginia. The rocket and pad will undergo a series of fueling tests that will take about 3 weeks. After those tests are completed, a hot fire test of the Antares first stage engines will be conducted. A flight test of the Antares with a simulated Cygnus spacecraft will then be flown in late 2012, and a demonstration flight of Cygnus to the space station is planned in early 2013. Aspen Avionics announced the closing of a $12.8 million round of equity financing to support continued product and emerging technologies development on Wednesday. All of Aspen's previous investors, including Granite Ventures, Sun Mountain Capital, Signal Peak Ventures, Epic Ventures, Fort Washington Capital Partners, and New Mexico Community Capital, participated in the round. In addition, an investment group led by Dr. John B. Jack Mowell also injected additional growth capital into the company. Jack Mowell and Captain Joseph D. Burns will join Aspen's board to provide additional aerospace expertise. Dr. Mowell was most recently executive director and chairman of the board of EMS Technologies, a leading worldwide provider of communications products, services, and solutions that served highly classified military, mobile, and airborne wireless markets. Captain Joseph D. Burns is the managing director of technology and flight test at United Airlines, where he's been employed since 1992. Continental Motors has been found not to be liable for an accident that resulted in the fatal injury of a Louisville, Kentucky man in 2008. A jury in Mobile, Alabama, where the company is based, determined that the accident was not caused by a manufacturing defect in the crankshaft. Defense attorneys for Continental argued that the failure was due to mistakes made by the company that had overhauled the engine of the Beach 36. The NTSB probable cause report, which is not admissible as evidence in court, indicates the accident was the result of, quote, the pilot's continued operation of the aircraft with known deficiencies, Contributing to this accident was the improper sealing of the engine case during overhaul, end quote. The suit was brought by Natalie Freeman, the widow of the pilot fatally injured in the accident. Her attorneys argued that the crankshaft failed on the airplane, causing it to go down. When Aero News continues, in space, no one agrees on politics. Going to court in absentia, and Piper's 75th party is taking off.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3200.
Aero News continues now for Thursday, October the 11th. I'm Glenn Moyer. In a letter targeted directly at aerospace workers in Florida, a pivotal swing state in next month's election, a group of former astronauts, academics, and consultants says President Obama has the best plan for action for the space program in general and for Florida's Space Coast in particular. The letter was posted in its entirety on spaceref.com. The letter contends that when President Obama took office, he, quote, inherited a human spaceflight program in crisis, end quote. Those signing the letter describe bold, swift action on the part of the president to, quote, put NASA on a sustainable path and support the growth of Florida's aerospace sector, end quote. The letter goes on to say that budget plans proposed by Republican nominees Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan could, again, quote, lead to some of the deepest percentage cuts to the space program since the end of the Apollo program, end quote. What's missing from the letter are mentions of the cancellation of the Constellation program to return American astronauts to the moon and the lack of funding under the Obama administration for manned missions to meaningful destinations beyond low Earth orbit. In January, a letter signed by a different group of stakeholders, including business leaders and former astronauts, said that Governor Romney will ensure that NASA returns its focus to the project of manned space exploration that uniquely affirms American strength and values around the globe. Under his leadership, America will once again lead the world in space. The election is less than 1 month away. The pilots of a business jet that was involved in a mid-air collision with a Brazilian airliner in 2006 are to be retried in absentia for their role in the accident. All 154 people on board the Boeing 737 involved in the collision were fatally injured in the accident. The pilots, U.S. citizens Joseph Lepore and Jan Palladina, both from New York State, had previously been convicted in connection with the accident. They had been allowed to leave Brazil 2 months after the accident occurred, and their 52-month prison sentence was commuted to community service here in the United States. Prosecutors appealed the sentence, saying it was not sufficient, and they are now asking that the two pilot sentences be increased to 69 months in prison and a revocation of the community service substitute. Piper Aircraft and the Piper Cubs' year-long 75th anniversary celebration will culminate with a gala customer fly-in in Vero Beach, Florida, November 9th to the 11th. The invitation-only weekend features a welcome reception, vendor exhibits, aircraft static displays, customer awards, facility tours, a history lesson from Piper's official historian, a Piper meetup, and send-off pancake breakfast. More than 20 companies will be exhibiting their services and products at the fly-in, and a number of companies are pitching in to help sponsor the weekend celebration, with more than 40 aircraft reservations already received for the fly-in. Piper has been celebrating its history all year long through advertising and several other events. Over 100 Piper Cubs turned up at the EAA's Air Venture and turned the flight line into a field of yellow as aviation's largest gathering celebrated the iconic aircraft's 75th anniversary. Piper Cub owners participated in the EAA fly-in and have been an integral part of the ongoing celebration. Piper President and CEO Simon Caldicott says, quote, "This celebration is taking on a life of its own," end quote. Kind of like this podcast, don't you think? I'm Glenn Moyer, reporting from Albuquerque, New Mexico. Thanks for listening. You're now cleared for departure.